If stress and strain is to be dissolved as quickly as possible, why can we not withdraw from the stresses of the world?
What about the storehouse? Firstly, the withdrawal from the world is not possible. Eyes must see something, ears must hear something, tongue should move and speak something. All the senses should open themselves to the experience of their objects. Withdrawing from the world doesn't mean a thing. As long as the senses is functioning, mind is functioning, so long there is no conception of a state of withdrawal from the world. Maybe one can go out from a well-established home. He can dig a hole in the forest and live in a cave. But then the sight of the trees and the shivering of the cold will again bring stresses in the nervous system. The rain, water, when it enters the cave, what will happen? Withdrawal from the world does not mean anything. It can only mean lack of life. And lack of life, one can't fall into as long as one is living. Life demands experience. And stresses are cultivated due to sudden and common experiences. Even ordinary common experience also keeps the machinery moving, and that also entertains some fatigue. It won't be good to think in terms of running away, because one can't run away from oneself. No, we have to face the situation and resolve it. And what best we can do is adopt a system of resolving the situation of the stresses and strains deeply rooted in the system, a system which may work out the whole thing more quickly without causing suffering in a natural way. It's just a matter of skillful handling the system, the machine, skillful handling of the machinery of experience. And the skillful handling of the machine demands activity and rest. Deeper the rest we can allow to the system, more dynamic could we entertain the activity. It is our experience. When we are deeply rested in the night, morning is very fresh, whole day is very light and enjoyable and more accomplishment. But if the rest has not been good in the night, morning is a little bit dull, throughout the day the mind is not sharp and So neither we enjoy the doing nor we accomplish out of the doing very much. So the principle is, deeper the rest, greater is the possibility for a more dynamic activity. Silence is the silence or rest is the basis of action. If we can take good rest, we can plunge into activity. Same thing we get from the arrow. We pull the arrow and we pull the arrow to the extent it could be pulled, and then that is the limit of pulling. Even the activity of pulling is now held in suspension. The arrow is not active. Now it is ready to fly with great force and hit the target. Just like that, if we can pull the arrow of the mind to the extreme limit of pulling, beyond which no pull is possible, the individual mind is drawn to the state of cosmic intelligence. It can't be drawn anymore. It has become absolute. And then it is now ready to undertake a dynamic activity and hit the target. Hitting the target to accomplish the goal is the purpose of pulling the mind back to the source of energy and intelligence. This is skill in action. How to start activity so that the actor is enjoying while acting. At the same time, he does less and accomplishes more. Skill in action. The technique of action demands that the actor should be in tune with the infinite. And remaining in tune with the infinite, he should perform the action. The skill is, now you can imagine the arrow fully drawn on the bow. What a great potentiality it has gained. Now, when it is flying, if the same potentiality could accompany it while it is flying, it could keep on flying eternally. The momentum that it has gained by pull, if that momentum could continue, could accompany the arrow when it is flying, it could continue to fly eternally. The purpose of gaining cosmic consciousness is that the arrow of the mind should remain in tune, perfectly in tune with cosmic intelligence. Even when it is working, it is not out of that attunement. One state of the mind is when we have not gained cosmic consciousness. Mind is being brought to the transcendental area and then seems to come out of the area. That means the attunement is not so intense now. Maybe 5% of the being accompanies the mind when the mind comes out. Then the 5% only is the contact maintained. But if there could be 100% contact maintained, my mind is active and yet is in tune with cosmic intelligence and infinite source of energy and bliss, then while acting it is in tune with cosmic intelligence, the result will be that it will do least and accomplish most. At the same time, every act of doing will be a wave in the ocean of bliss. It won't be a task to be performed which will gather stress and strain, but it will be a wave of bliss, in the ocean of bliss, in the ocean of life. Every action will become a joy. And then, in such a state, and in such a state alone, the mind, as if has put on an armor which will never allow any stress and strain to pierce through. Nervous system in that state, because the attunement with the infinite is forever maintained, and therefore there can be nothing in the field of action which could cause any stress and strain. For all times, the nervous system has been protected, as if armored, so that no bullets can pierce through. And this is the armor of eternal life, brought about by the cosmic consciousness, which has not only rendered nervous system free from stress and strain, but also has left it, also has created a condition, a situation that no stress and strain will ever be entertained by the nervous system, will ever be allowed by the nervous system. This is the skill in action, that the actor is floating in bliss consciousness and forever is established in the attunement with the cosmic intelligence, infinite source of energy. This is skill in action. Everyone is born with this skill. Only through the practice of transcendental meditation, that skill starts to be used. Otherwise, it remains dormant. Everyone is born with that ability. Only we have to take our attention in and out in order to start using that skill. So much of skill is being exercised. Every day brings hundreds of new techniques in every phase of engineering. The whole field of technology. More and more researches for new techniques for greater efficiency and improved production. Skills. Skill of administration, skill of better machines, better handling of tools, and all kinds of skills are being evolved. And all these skills for man are on the objective level of life. This skill of action through transcendental meditation is on the subjective level of life. It improves the ability of the subject, the doer. This brings freedom from bondage of action. This is another phase of the skill in action. Skill in action. We defined that doing less and accomplishing more, one phase of the skill in action. The nervous system armored with the ability of not accepting stresses and strain, so that the doer, no matter what he is doing, he is free from the danger of getting caught by that activity into stress and strain. At the same time, the doer enjoys the doing because he is now established in the unboundedness. Even though acting individually, acting as an individual, he is established in the unboundedness. And therefore, when one is established in the unboundedness of awareness, even though he is stooping down on the individual level within time and space, he feels freer. This is freedom from the bondage of action. Last evening we discussed about identification. One is experiencing a flower, yet holding on to one's unbounded awareness, and therefore one is not being overshadowed by the object of perception. Identification then is no means of bondage. So eternal freedom to the doer, maximum possible result from action, waves of infinite joy through every activity, these are the blessings of the philosophy of action.